crackle, crackle. Pop, pop.
Our records never die.
Not this record!
Singles, albums,
LP records,
phonograph.
Go records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
Yeah, this is a jumping little record. I want my jockey to play.
I am a DJ. I am what I play.
Time to play B-sides.
Go ahead, dancing there by the record machine.
You got two turntables and a microphone.
Here goes the last DJ.
In that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, it's a family affair for Van Halen's unusual father and son's duet. And in a week that grizzled and wizened Cat Stevens and Bob Dylan came back to concert stages in the Northeast, their sweet, young, dulcet tones emerge from vintage vinyl grooves, as does the early Gaslight anthem, New Spoon, and the Norah Jones one-off that got lost along the way. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
Yeah.
was rough and tough, he could shut his stuff. Had the whole town scared to death. When he walked by, they all held their breath. He's a fighting man, sure enough. And then Bill got himself a wife. Now he leads a different life. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now. Married life done changed him somehow. Now they all call him Sweet Papa Willie dear. Stronger than Samson, I declare. Till the brown-skinned woman's bobbed his hair. Big Bad Bill don't fight anymore. No, no, no. He's doing the dishes, mopping up that floor. Yes, he is. Well, he used to go out drinking, looking for a fight. Now I gotta see that sweet woman every night. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now. Up that floor, yes, he is. Well, he used to go out drinking, looking for a fight. Now I gotta see that sweet woman every night. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now. Up that floor. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now.
Jan Van Halen had a lot to be proud of in 1982. The retired musician's sons, Alex and Eddie, had success beyond anyone's wildest dreams. And they coaxed their dad back into the studio, with some major egging on by David Lee Roth, to cut a 1920s vintage song, Big Bad Bill is Sweet William Now, for the album Diver Down, in an informal jam that found the elder Van Halen playing clarinet for the first time since a horrific accident severed a finger and seemingly ended his musical days for good. The Vinyl Experience began today with Here Comes the Weekend from the second LP by The Jam, This is the Modern World. You may be surprised to learn that in this year of 2014, this synth-pop duo from the 80s managed to place a hit record in the British Top 20. Here's the one that made Andy Bell and Vince Clark stars as Erasure.
What you thinking? Think anything? Why not? Now why not?
Gaslight Anthem, Boom Boxes and Dictionaries, from their 2007 debut, Sink or Swim. Brian Fallon's currently web-only side project is called Molly and the Zombies, and he says that the songs are directly inspired by Bob Dylan's Highway 61 Revisited. More on Mr. Zimmerman in a moment. Before that, from his 1972 LP Catch a Bullet 4, Cat Stevens Can't Keep It In. As Yusef Cat Stevens, he returned to concert stages in Philadelphia and Boston this past week. Also Aretha Franklin's original Chain of Fools coming out of Erasure's Chains of Love. Now, as for Dylan, Zimmy's keeping the world guessing again. He announced a release early next year for an album of pre-rock standards, many associated with Frank Sinatra, but not falling back on the string and brass arrangements that Sinatra patented in the 50s, so we'll just have to hear. Bob enjoyed a critically praised residency last week at the Beacon Theater in New York City. He brought this romantic chestnut to the stage again, which always sounds great, approaching Christmas time with its gift suggestions.
She's got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look back. She's got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look back. She can take the dark out of the nighttime and paint the daytime black. You will start out standing proud to steal her anything she sees. You will start out standing proud to steal her anything she sees. But you will wind up peeking through her keyhole down upon your knees. She never stumbles, she's got no place to fall. She never stumbles, she's got no place to fall. She's nobody's child, the law can't touch her at all. Egyptian ring, it sparkles before she speaks. She wears an Egyptian ring, it sparkles before she speaks. She's a hypnotist collector, you are a walking antique. Bow down to her on Sunday, salute her when her birthday comes. Bow down to her on Sunday, salute her when her birthday comes. For Halloween, buy her a trumpet, and for Christmas, get her a drum.
Well, love's in vain, love can be so strange.
Experience with Peter Gabriel from his second self-titled LP, On the Air. Cut one, side one, segueing straight into cut two, DIY. Los Lobos, By the Light of the Moon, and Set Me Free, Rosalie, unleashing the band in 1985. And Bob Dylan's sensuous She Belongs to Me from the 1965 classic Bringing It All Back Home in its pitch-perfect 2010 mono reissue. If you own the 1988 debut by Sarah McLachlan called Touch on Network Records, you have a collector's item. Arista picked up the record the following year, released an amended edition, and the original went out of print forever. But both LPs kick off with this song, Out of the Shadows.
Crouching down inside a deep
Yeah. City streets and didn't explain, sadly showed us our ways of never asking why. Cast down, it was heaven sent in to the church, no intent to repent on my knees, just to cry.
See? wash my feet. And I won't be this soldier.
Soul, declares Spoon on their latest LP. But no one's de-souling Britt Daniel anytime soon. He keeps firing up the muse on engaging new songs like that one, Inside Out. Before that, a Norah Jones cameo on the Danger Mouse-produced project called Rome from 2010 and the song Black. And the band that mates 60s melodicism with 21st century slam, Kentucky's Cage the Elephant, as we wrap the vinyl experience with a couple of songs about attitude adjustment in spite of the weather.
Shake me down. Not a lot of people left around. Who knows now? Softly laying on the ground. Ooh. Not a lot of people left around. Yeah.
And that's the Vinyl Experience. Jimmy Webb's uplifting song, Up, Up and Carried Away, the 1968 Grammys, at a time when the awards just barely acknowledged the brilliant rock scene that by now dominated record sales. Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end. Find past Vinyl Experience shows at prn.fm, rtds.ca, and as iTunes podcasts. Keep tweeting about the Vinyl Experience. Follow the show page on Facebook before they make you pay for it. That's a hoax. Never mind. I'm Paul Cavalcante.